conversation. This past weekend, hundreds of teachers in more than 40 states had the opportunity to be trained with firearms. Yeah, firearms, believe it or not. Trained with firearms across this country. And for some, I mean, they think this is absolutely the worst possible thing. But for those that believe that these mass shootings can be stopped in their tracks or prevented altogether, this is a step in the right direction. Joining me now is Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Great to talk to you.
Always good to have you here. So these programs are a step in the right direction for some. Others, of course, decry them as being, you know, more violence, more guns, and so on and so forth. What do you make of this? This is a trend in some states where more teachers are being armed. More teachers are being armed secretly, so students don't know who has firearms and who doesn't. Do you think this can work?
Well, we have 20 states right now that to varying degrees have teachers carrying guns concealed. You know, people don't know whether the teachers are carrying any more than people know whether people at the grocery store or at the mall or at the restaurant are carrying permanent concealed handguns. I mean, we have about 18 million Americans with permanent concealed handguns. Outside of New York and California, you're talking about 9% of the adult population. And my guess is most people in the country go to restaurants or these other places and have no clue whether somebody nearby them is carrying or not. And it's probably extremely likely that they are. And there's no more reason that anybody else at the school is going to know that a teacher is carrying a permanent concealed handgun than they do whether somebody at the restaurant has it. And what we just recently put together a study looking at all the school shootings in the United States for over the 19 years from 2000 through 2018 to answer a couple basic questions. One was to look at the states which have teachers carrying to see whether there is any types of problems that might arise. You know, do students get a hold of the guns? Do teachers accidentally shoot somebody? And what you find is that none of those fears have come to pass. Not a single time has either of those two types of incidences happened. And then the other question we asked was, might there be deterrence? Do you see school shootings, you know, not just the mass public school shootings, but any right. type of school shooting, any type of attack in schools that allow teachers to carry? And during school hours or anything close to school hours where teachers are carrying, you just don't see any of those types of attacks where people are attacking others.
Now, I'm looking at your research here, you know, and I'm surprised, I'm going to be honest with you, because between 2000 and 2018, you documented 306 cases of gunshots on school property, 48 of which were suicides. So not counting suicides, 193 people died, 267 were injured in these incidents. Four cases were incidents of accidental gunshots by police officers. But, you know, based on the media, even I am surprised that these numbers aren't many times this, because listening to the media, you would think that you just have shootings all the time and mass shootings all the time. But based on these numbers, that clearly is not the case.
Right. I mean, obviously the mass shootings get a lot of attention, but you shootings in general, even if one person is wounded or killed, are very rare. I mean, we included all cases where any gun was fired on school property, whether or not somebody was injured or not. And, you know, as you say, 306 cases over 19 years isn't a huge number of cases. And a lot of those, nobody's hurt.
But in fairness, you do point out that the rate of school shootings, the number of people killed by them, has increased significantly since the year 2000. The annual death rate from 2009 until 2018, double that of the period of 2001 to 2008, sure. Which is obviously a concerning trend, but the number's still not as big as you'd be led to believe. But it is concerning, is it not?
Sure. I mean, you'd much rather have these things falling over time than increasing, even if it is small. What I can say is that the entire increase has occurred in those schools where teachers aren't allowed to carry. It's been zero, flat, over the entire period of time in the schools in the states that allow teachers to be able to go and carry to protect others, that you just don't see attacks occurring in those places during school hours when teachers are allowed to carry.
Sure. You know, and I look at some states, Utah, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, parts of Oregon, they allow permitted teachers and staff to carry without any additional training requirements. But this training program and these training programs are trying to help teachers to be, I guess, better prepared with their firearms, for lack of a better term. Is that right?
Right. Well, I mean, Utah requires that you have to have trained to get a concealed carry permit, but there's no additional training that's required to be able to go and carry concealed on school property for a teacher. You know, New Hampshire has required training to get a permit. Rhode Island, their program just ended last fall. The governor, even though there had been no problems with the program, the governor ended it there. But, you know, you have a range of states. Texas has over 300 school districts as of the end of last year that had teachers carrying. Ohio, it's something like 250 school districts that do it. Oklahoma is about the same number. So you have a lot of experience in a lot of states over many years to be able to draw from. So people can go and speculate about what things that might possibly go wrong, but that's not the same thing as, you know, as actually being, we don't need to guess. We can go and actually look, and the concerns that are raised just simply haven't been occurring at all. And there's evidence that there may even be benefits in terms of deterrence.
You know, it's interesting that you know, in your research, you find that, you know, no student has ever gotten a hold of a teacher's gun, nor has a teacher legally carrying a gun ever accidentally shot someone. But those are the things that are still put out by the opponents, red herrings, if you will. But it's always been that way. When people talk about concealed carry, they say, well, there's going to be gunfights in the street, and all these terrible things are going to happen. None of these things ever come to pass, do they?
Right. Well, you know, as we have more experience, as you have more states that have these laws, it's going to be harder for people to go and make those types of scare stories about things that might possibly go wrong. So much of the gun control debate, as you say, in many different areas, is about things that might possibly go wrong. And is it possible that those things might happen? Sure. But what you find is that concealed carry permit holders are incredibly law-abiding. They're very responsible. And the types of concerns that people raise just haven't occurred. You know, we saw the same thing, as you say, with the concealed carry debate. But as more states adopted the laws, it became harder and harder to go and make those types of, you know, claims about things.
Right.
I mean, you look at it, permit holders are incredibly law-abiding. They lose their permits for any type of firearms-related violation, even very trivial ones, such as not having their permit with them accidentally, at thousands or tens of thousands of one percentage point.
Right.
It's pretty hard to think of any other group that's as law-abiding as those individuals are. In fact, police are rarely convicted of.
Get the facts. Don't get emotional. Get the facts with Dr. John Lott. CrimeResearch.org, the place to be, CrimeResearch.org. We'll be right back.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at WyckoffWellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July savings.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. my family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.